Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Question: is there anything that can be described as an absolutely hopeless situation as long as God is alive? This, of course, means you take His existence by faith, something that is not too difficult for most people. Hebrews 11:6 in the New Testament says that anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. All right, you may concede. I can accept that premise. But the real question is, how do I connect with Him in changing a hopeless situation into one where there is just a glimmer of hope? On many occasions when Christ was here on earth, He encountered hopeless situations. They were caused by disease, death, despair, or absolutely impossible circumstances. He responded by saying, "Be of good cheer," or as some modern translations put it, "Be of good courage," or "Take heart." He refused to accept the despair of the obvious because He knew something of God's power to change the circumstances. When you lose hope, you accept the status quo. You pour concrete around the perimeter of your despair. You simply give up on things ever being any different. If, of course, there were no God, and you were a victim of fate or the victim of someone's evil intentions, then there would be reason to give up hope. But as long as there is life and God, there is hope. No situation is final. Nothing is fatal apart from the despair of hopelessness itself. I say that based upon the repeated encounter of faith with hopelessness as it's recorded in the pages of God's Word, the Bible. 10 times in the King James translation of the Bible, you will encounter the phrase, "Be of good cheer." And 7 of those times, the phrase is associated with an impossible situation. Paul was involved in a shipwreck, which Luke described in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. Driven by a merciless northeastern wind, the ship on which Paul was a passenger was driven toward the rocks. For a while, those on board pinned their hopes on 4 anchors which they hoped would hold. They didn't. Gradually, their hopes gave way to despair. Paul challenged the circumstances, saying, "Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." The New International Version puts it, "So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God." When the ship of your life is driven toward the rocks, can you say, "Keep up your courage because I believe in God"? You can. Now back to that question. How do you connect with God when you're tempted to give up on hope? Guideline 1. First, go back to the promises of God's Word. These, of course, must be taken by faith. Realize God is absolutely just and fair. He has no favorites. He helps you to realize that the promises of Scripture extend to your personal need. Underline those promises in the Bible and believe them. Guideline 2. In simple faith, commit yourself to the care and keeping of your Heavenly Father. This means naturally, if you're not God's child, you begin by asking Him to receive you and to forgive you of your sin. He will. Then start walking as His child. Guideline 3. Commit to Him what you cannot change. Ask Him for grace and strength, not only to survive, but to conquer. Gradually, your despair will turn to hope.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.